Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news element sponsored by element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at element.fm. Now to the news. Technology and sustainability are moving at a blistering pace. And today's episode offers a window into that transformation. We'll be diving into breakthrough advances in artificial intelligence hardware, strategic efforts in rare earth processing within the US, software distribution and open source collaboration, and the impact of recent geopolitical unrest. Let's kick things off with a headline that's turning heads in the world of AI hardware. Furiosa, a name that's becoming increasingly familiar in the semiconductor industry, just announced that mass production of its neural processing unit, or NPU, dubbed RNGD, begins this month. These chips are making waves for their remarkable energy efficiency, directly challenging NVIDIA's dominance in the AI chip market. What sets Furiosa's RNGD chip apart is its application in the crucial inference stage of AI models, enabling lower energy consumption while maintaining high computational performance. In simpler terms, it's about running AI models faster, greener, and at a much lower cost, a compelling combination for businesses and researchers alike. Furiosa's recent presentation at the Hot Chips conference made international news. CEO June Pike showcased live demonstrations, highlighting RNGD's superior energy efficiency while tackling sophisticated AI models. For example, Meta Platforms, the tech giant behind Facebook and Instagram, has expressed interest in incorporating Furiosa's technology into its AI-powered infrastructure. This move is particularly significant given NVIDIA's overwhelming dominance in the AI hardware arena. The broader implications are twofold: diversifying supply chains to reduce dependency on a single chip maker, and advancing sustainable computing practices. Furiosa's efforts fit squarely into a global trend, as companies and governments alike seek more eco-friendly and energy-conscious computing solutions. As digital infrastructure grows, so does the urgency to manage its environmental footprint. RNGD's design not only delivers raw performance, but also reduces operational costs for data centers, which increasingly feel pressure from both rising energy prices and environmental regulations. Furiosa's leap forward highlights the broader movement towards custom silicon and domain-specific architectures, which are shaking up a market that's been overdue for new competition. Now, let's transition from leading-edge hardware to the very materials underpinning much of our technological world, rare earth elements. The rare earth supply chain has long been a strategic choke point, dominated by a handful of countries, most notably China. But US-based startups like Phoenix Tailings, in collaboration with university researchers, are working to change that narrative. They're pioneering sustainable extraction and processing methods, aiming to reclaim valuable elements like neodymium and dysprosium from waste streams and recycled electronics. The stakes are high, as these elements are vital for manufacturing not just consumer electronics, but also next-generation wind turbines and electric vehicles. However, establishing a robust domestic supply chain faces formidable obstacles, particularly economic ones. Profitability remains elusive, largely due to high processing costs and the absence of mature infrastructure within the US. Startups often find themselves balancing on a tightrope, trying to innovate in sustainability while contending with global price competition and regulatory uncertainty. Nonetheless, Phoenix Tailings and its peers are steadily advancing, motivated by both environmental imperatives and the strategic importance of technological self-sufficiency. They recognize that progress requires collaboration, not only between startups and universities, but also with government agencies willing to invest in long-term infrastructure. Just last month, federal funding was earmarked to support research into new methods of rare earth recovery, providing a much-needed boost to domestic innovation efforts. The outcome of these initiatives could determine which nations lead in the next wave of technology manufacturing, and how sustainably that leadership is achieved. As rare earths remain foundational to technological advancement, sustainable recovery methods are fast becoming a global priority. Shifting gears, let's talk about the vibrant world of open source software and the Linux community, where collaboration is driving user-focused innovation. Two stories stand out this week: the release of TrixiePup64, a new lightweight Linux distribution, and important upgrades to the Linux kernel's usability. TrixiePup64 aims to deliver minimal resource usage without sacrificing essential tools, making it an attractive option for users on older hardware or those seeking a streamlined experience. Its release has already sparked excitement in the community, with early adopters praising its speed, flexibility, and ease of installation. Meanwhile, updates to the Linux kernel's Hung Task Detector promise better diagnostics and faster identification of system bottlenecks, These improvements make troubleshooting easier for both users and administrators, key in maintaining the reliability that has become Linux's hallmark in enterprise environments. Another area seeing positive movement is developer onboarding within the KDE ecosystem, a cornerstone of open-source desktop environments. Recent community-driven initiatives are improving the resources available to new contributors by streamlining documentation and creating mentorship opportunities. These efforts are about welcoming a broader set of voices into the fold, which is essential for continued innovation and maintaining a healthy, diverse project ecosystem. The open-source movement remains a hotbed for creativity and ingenuity, successfully bridging gaps between disparate groups and ensuring that progress is shared widely. Now, no technology update would be complete without considering the context of our increasingly complex world. A world where geopolitical tension often underpins technological development. Recent events in Venezuela cast a spotlight on the interplay between military action and economic stability, with ripple effects across industries. U.S. military actions in the region resulted in widespread disruption, grounding dozens of airline flights and prompting immediate reevaluations of travel and trade routes. These incidents, while primarily served as cautionary tales in international relations, have direct consequences for businesses and citizens alike. The situation has reignited debates about national security, the responsibilities of foreign governments, and the impact of such incidents on global economic flows. As governmental funding initiatives for journalism increase, and AI technology continues its inexorable march into professional workflows, understanding the broader context has never been more critical. One interesting area of analysis is the use of advanced AI tools for crisis reporting, which can accelerate the dissemination of reliable information to affected communities. From swift data analysis to real-time translation, AI is being positioned as both a tool of efficiency and a catalyst for media transformation. As these trends gain momentum, organizations must find effective ways to integrate human judgment with algorithmic speed, ensuring accuracy and ethical standards are maintained even under pressure. The delicate balance between transparency in public communication and the rapid response cycles demanded by global events makes collaborative innovation across disciplines more important than ever. Circling back to this week's central theme, we see that the interplay of innovation, sustainability, and geopolitical awareness will define the next phase of global growth. The relentless push for technological advancement must be matched by equally steadfast commitments to environmental stewardship and inclusive progress. Whether it's Furiosa's energy-efficient ships reducing data center emissions, startups reclaiming rare earths from scrap, open-source communities fostering new developer talent, or journalists deploying AI for urgent coverage, the connective thread is resilience. For businesses, the key challenge is adapting to a landscape filled with both opportunity and risk, where flexibility and foresight are more essential than ever. Policymakers and industry leaders face difficult choices as they weigh short-term competitive imperatives against long-term sustainability. Encouragingly, more stakeholders now recognize that innovation must go hand in hand with efforts to reduce environmental impact and promote social responsibility. This shift in perspective is driving increased investment in responsible manufacturing practices, sustainable supply chain management, and inclusive technology development. Looking ahead, those who combine technical excellence with ethical leadership stand to benefit most in this rapidly changing environment. Advancements in artificial intelligence, sustainable resource extraction, open source collaboration, and crisis communication all showcase the magnitude of the changes underway. And while challenges persist, be it profitability concerns for rare earth startups, market dominance of legacy chip manufacturers, or the unpredictability of international events, there's ample reason for measured optimism. The continued engagement of diverse stakeholders, from grassroots developers to global policy organizations, will be indispensable in maintaining momentum toward a more resilient future. So whether you're tuning in as a technologist, policy thinker, entrepreneur, or just a curious observer, the developments highlighted this week illustrate how the boundaries between science, society, and the global economy continue to blur. That's all for this week's edition of Open Source News Elements. As technology and geopolitics continue to evolve, we'll be right here, bringing you the stories that matter. Don't forget to check out element.fm for unlimited podcast hosting at just $5 a month. Thanks for listening.